Great, I'll call our meeting to order at 7:02. Anyone present to speak?
Just to listen.
Excellent. All right, any communications, Mr. Harding?
I don't have any formal communications. I will say that since the last meeting, I have had a couple of emails from parents just inquiring about the tuitioning out of students and, you know, asking questions about what's going on, is this a done deal, and that sort of a thing. Voicing a little bit of frustration, but after talking to them, you know, just explaining what's going on, encouraging them to come to a meeting, especially the 23rd, to hear what's going on. So there's been some communications around that, but nothing formal.
Okay, great. I've had similar communications, so. All right, superintendent's report.
All right.
Anything that's not on?
Yeah, what I wanted to do is go over a couple of the end-of-the-year activities, things that happened at the schools last week. There was quite a few. The graduation was on Friday evening, well-attended. The weather was cool, so it wasn't so bad. Sometimes the gym gets pretty heated at this time of year. It was actually a nice day. Kids did well. It was Deb Osteen's last year of doing that. It was Pat Penny also was there doing awards, the last year of them being involved. Deb Sullivan showed up, so that was good. And Tom did the actual ceremony, which was people, you know, gave a lot of good kudos to Tom. The field day last week also was a big hit. The whole hall school did a field day, and what they do is they have t-shirts for each grade level, and they go out and they do a series of competitions, and, you know, it was also a nice day, and it's been going on now for about 4 or 5 years, and it's turned into quite the tradition. Kids really get into it, and it's been run. It was started by staff and is run by staff, and a lot of work goes into it, so, you know, kudos to all the staff who participates in making that happen. The Success Assembly also was a big hit on the last, was it Friday morning?
It was Friday.
Friday morning, the last Success Assembly of the season. You know, it was a little bit of a send-off for Tom. The jazz band played, the choral group sang, a lot of awards were given out. Was anybody there? Was anybody at that?
I came later.
Okay, it was very good, though. They do that 3 times a year. Hall Idol was another big hit earlier in the week, Thursday, I think, in the afternoon. Hall Idol was one of the fifth graders. I forget who it was who won, but it was a big hit. If you've never seen Hall Idol and you get a chance on the end of the year, the kids just run just like American Idol, where the kids actually go in and they sing and try to get an early competition to get selected to participate, and then they put on a show, and you see little kids get up and belt out songs, and it's quite good, and we do it with judges, and we had, you know, some of the high school kids who had won prior years came back to judge. It was a big deal. So the kids had a lot of fun. There was also a math day at Center School where I think I'll forward you a video, but Phil Stevens had it was a pirate day, and he actually did a video of himself, and he convinced Joan and Patty to dress up as pirates, and they went out, and they had a bunch of gems and jewels and stuff that they had, and they were, the video was great. They used the green app, and they were actually on a beach, and then they were on a pirate ship, and they came and arrived at Center School, and as they were walking in, they were dropping, there was a hole in the chest, and there were jewels that dropped all over. So they showed this to the kids, and then they set it up as the, not last Friday, but the week before, that would be this math challenge. And the kids came in, and they started off by seeing the video. Kids were dressed as pirates, and they had to find the jewels, and then what they did was a data collection. So they were charting them by where they were found, how many were found by class, colors, and, you know, so they turned it into a whole math event, which was really good. And it was perfect because it was very academic in the way they approached it, but it was so much fun, and they all had a good time with it, and Phil, I think, is crazy doing that stuff, but it was very cool. And then this week, I want to thank the Board for the Professional Development for both the 2 days that we dropped so that the teachers could do that and the kids didn't come back. We had professional development on yesterday that was mostly technology-based. There were about six or seven workshops that kept on repeating, and people got a chance to go to all of them. And included in that, we did some of the mandated stuff, like the DCF training from the state. We also did training on the new webpage, which all the staff was able to get in and start setting up their webpages on that yesterday. We had brought in Hope Mulholland from Mansfield, and she did training on Google Classroom and Google. And
isn't that interesting?
Because she was the,
she was a teacher here
in fifth grade, and now she's a
great
expert in Google, and that was very good too. So they had a very good day with that yesterday. And then some of the new teachers came to attend, and also today they did training on the most of the staff was trained in restraint training, which is now mandated by the state also, and that was a 6-hour training. So there's been, you know, it was really invaluable to have that time to get some of that stuff out of the way.
What kind of training?
Restraint training. It used to be that you had to only have like a response team, and now it's everybody needs to be trained. So. So it was a good opportunity, and things went well. I also wanted to just go over all the new hires. There's so many this year, and they're almost all full. So Ashley Spring, and some of these I've already told you, but now that we're getting the whole thing, I'd like to run down the list with you. The new math teachers, Ashley Springsteen, she was at the training. In special ed, we have the two new special ed teachers at Center School, Mary Rodo and Ashley Millardo. The Ken Craig is the new principal who we've been met, and he also came to the training yesterday and spent the day at the staff and participated in the training, and that was really good too. Kylie Ellis is the new art teacher. She was also at the training, and she's going to be a lot of fun, I believe. Michelle Shine is one of the new elementary teachers. She comes from Killingly. Pre-K, we just finished today. Lori Paolini, she's going to be coming in from Stafford.
What's her last name?
Paolini. P-A-O-L-I-N-I. The social worker, Sarah Hebert, is on board now, just wrapped up this week, and she's going to be coming in from Killingly also. I'm extremely enthusiastic about the new staff that we have. It's just looking excellent. The gifted position has not been filled yet, and the proposal that was made at the last board meeting to do this thing where we got the IT set up and the paras would be added. We've added Jeff Pepin, Tammy Dolce, and Linda Cooper to the Willington staff members as opposed to contracted through EastCon. Let me see if there was anything else that I wanted to hit that's not on the agenda. No. That's what I have for my reports.
Okay, great.
Does that fulfill our staff now? It's complete.
Not well, the gifted, and then later on in the agenda, there's that other position that the.
That's the only one.
The position, I've actually, because we were doing the elementary interviews, we've interviewed and have established who we would like to bring on, but during the budget season, we cut that position of the interventionist,
right.
And the. The plan at that point and the way we budgeted was that there would be a, the interventionist would be bumping into the elementary position. And then there was a lot of people talking about that. The parents came out pretty adamantly opposed to that and wanted it. And we said, look, we believe that as the year winds down, we might be able to make it happen. And then at the last board meeting, a transfer was made to cover legal costs into next year, and that amount of money would free up enough so that you could tonight make that decision, and if so, we would fill that other position. And then the only one that would be outstanding would be the gifted and talented, which I'm in the process of looking, and I've met with several people, and you know, there's good prospects out there, but you know, it wasn't as high a priority as some of the other positions at the moment. Not that the gifted position isn't, but I feel like, you know, we want to get the right person and we have the time.
All right, thank you. Any committee reports?
The policy committee did meet, and the policy committee met, and the two policies that we were looking at is the social media policy and also the board goals policy, which is underneath the what is it, 1101 or mm-hmm. something. It's the bylaws of the board sort of thing has the board goals, and those would be coming up in the summertime. I didn't get any feedback from the committee after the meeting, so I'm not, I don't have a policy to bring forth.
Okay.
But those are the two things that we're looking at, and, you know, we'll be bringing those again into the summer. That's the only committee, I believe, that met.
The finance committee didn't meet.
Okay.
EastCon met. They had an annual meeting on May 24th, and we had Dr. Diane
Wentzler.
She spoke on how important the risk units are across the state, especially UConn, credit job agreements. And also, we had a regular meeting of the board, and we went over the budget, which was about $77 million. we're not going to meet again until August.
August, okay. All right, thank you. The next item under new business is approval of our regular meeting from May 10th. Entertain a motion.
I'll move that we approve the minutes of May 10th.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Sean, second. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Me, I abstain. All right, motion passes. Next item is approval of our May 18th special meeting. I move to accept the minutes from the May 18th meeting.
I'll second.
Second by Sean Kowalchin. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any abstains? And Ann abstains. Great, motion passes. That was a very short meeting where we approved the hiring of the Hall School principal. So. All right, any new transfers, Mr. Harding?
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes, there's a transfer. This is... for $3,136.82. And what happened is the IT position that we have left early. We knew that we had the resignation and that we were moving forward with a custom contract in July. But the person left in mid-May. And so what I did is I contacted custom and asked, could we get some support early? And so they sent out, for the last 2 weeks of school, I had somebody that was one of our regular people who had been working with us, came out 2 days a week, and then they gave us that 2 days a week, but I needed somebody for the additional three, and so they sent somebody out for 3 days, and that is, what I did is I transferred, I'm asking for a transfer to take the money from the, what was the balance of the salary for the person to apply to purchase services so that I could help offset the money for the contract.
I move to accept the transfer as presented for $3,136.82.
Seconded by Herb. Any discussion? Was, well, I know he, so he would have left before the turnover of all of our iPads. No issues with those?
No, everything went well. It's actually, you know, I'm going to brag a little bit and say that when we said to go and move towards this single, get away from the single point of failure and having a having a company behind us to do all this stuff, somebody walks out one day and there was a time when that would have been devastating for us, especially IT, one IT person in the whole district, and they walk out and we're doing all the stuff at the end of the year. I have the state reports being taken care of, everything, all the technology that's being turned over. Actually, I would say that my inventory today is better than it was 6 weeks ago. So, I mean,
great.
We didn't miss a beat, and it was good. You know,
I'm moving in
the
right direction.
It was nice they were able to be so flexible and accommodate.
Yeah, they've been that way, so I'm very pleased with it.
Good. All right, any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, unanimous. Motion passes. We need to talk about a Board of Ed retreat. So typically our July meeting is...
We have the July 12th, I think we have our meeting. We could do several things. I mean, we could combine a little bit. I have also a retreat with admin that day. But typically when we have a retreat, we meet for a couple of, 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, around dinner or something like that. We could do something before the July meeting, or we could set a totally different time. I don't know what your calendars are like and if people are even going to be here. I know sometimes July is tough because people are gone, right?
Mm-hmm. I am here, so...
It's hard to know with two of our members absent, so...
But if I find out from you guys, then I could query them via email tomorrow or something, but...
I'll be back August 2nd, but I have one evening commitment in August, but other than that, I'm okay.
You're going for July, though, you won't?
Yeah.
Okay, so July is out.
July's 12th is okay with me.
We have the board meeting that night.
Well, right. So this could be in place of, so typically in the past,
well, we, could do
we have canceled too, right? That regular meeting and had a board retreat. We could do both. We could do a board retreat separate and then our regular meeting. There just isn't typically a lot of business.
There shouldn't be a lot of business in, right, that's
it's very could. Rare. If something were to come up, if we were to cancel that meeting and something were to come up, we could schedule a special meeting. Mm-hmm. And with that item of business, I'd be in favor of canceling the July meeting and having a retreat.
Yeah, I would really like to be at the retreat.
Okay.
But that would require an August meeting, and I know that people are more likely to take vacation in August than in July. I'm kind of doing it backwards this year. So I don't know if there's a week that all five of us at least are here in August as an option. If it means I have to miss it, I do.
Right. When did you say you were back?
August 2nd.
Okay.
So I can't meet on the 2nd because I'm... It's not until that night.
So but we could we potentially do the 3rd of
well,
August?
We also, I was just going to throw out, we have a board meeting on the 9th. We could potentially do the 3rd.
I can't do the 3rd in the evening. Could okay. you do the 9th? Yes.
The week of the 8th is okay with me. Any other
I can't promise the 9th. That is my week of vacation.
Okay.
1 week in the summer.
That's why I brought it up, because
yeah,
I knew
right.
this was
yeah.
going to happen,
yeah.
that
right.
we all have conflicts in the summer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could we do something the week of the 15th to the 19th? Are people free that week?
The only
with the, it right,
like
and the farther away
yeah.
we get.
And it sounds like there's always going to be a conflict with at least one person's
right.
schedule. So,
what
I would like
do,
to keep our regular
if
August
we could,
meeting.
If we could keep the, if we
the
could do the July
starts.
Meeting, Michelle, and then mm-hmm. if you're the only person who wasn't yep. able to, when you come back, what you can do is when you come back on the in August, that first week, you can meet you and I can meet.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, do you want to call in
mm-hmm.
On your cell phone?
I'm going to be in Europe, so it would be very expensive. So I'm
not so I think
okay.
you should call in and let us know what you're doing in Europe.
I'll send a picture and rub it in and then go silent.
We had
radio
a meeting
silence.
And Brian called in from Indonesia.
I don't think I'll
we'll
be awake. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Use our technology.
Yes.
So are you proposing to cancel the July meeting and do a retreat?
I am.
That
but
evening.
But keep our regular August
keep
meeting.
The same date
we could
and do
keep
a
the
retreat.
Same day and do the evening.
Okay with me.
And do just maybe instead of doing 7 do
the downside to that is I couldn't do earlier than 7
6.
That night.
Okay.
If we did the 11th or the 13th, I could be flexible with time.
I could do the 11th, but not the 13th.
I can do anything.
The 11th might be okay.
So we could do Monday the 11th?
So far, yeah.
Could say like 5:30. That sound good to everyone?
Okay.
Start with that.
I'll put it down July 11th at 5:30 for retreat, and then I'll reach out to the other members.
Does that cancel Tuesday's meeting?
Yeah.
Then we would still cancel the...
So does that mean we would then also
would
keep the August
problem.
9th meeting?
We would keep that meeting.
Okay. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
More than likely, but we can keep the place to be determined.
Okay.
August 9th is out.
Still on. Right?
Still on.
As a board meeting.
As a regular board meeting. And I think that's important
because
to have as the last thing we could do before
school. Anything, that would be it.
Yeah.
Right. Anything that comes up at our retreat, we will, you know, if anything has come up with the issue with the agreement with Mansfield, you know, we want to touch on those before our school year starts. So I think it's important to keep that August meeting.
Okay. Good.
Put a note to call you to catch up.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that early in August.
Yeah.
All right. So the next item on the agenda is the position at Center School. So when we looked at the budget, we added in several items. And unfortunately, when our budget went to the Board of Finance and the amount was reduced, all of the items that we added to the budget were then removed. Dave had come to us maybe March, late March, or April, and mentioned that there could be a possibility of funds and we could prepay some items. And if that were the case, we could still do the things that we had wanted and felt that we needed in our budget if we prepaid for next year. And that did happen in the transfer last month. We prepaid some legal fees, so that left funds to be able to reinstate something. And in this case, I believe he's asking for the position at Center School, the interventionist position. And when we prioritized, we had prioritized that over the kindergarten paras. We were already able to do the keyboard
They're actually in the keyboards.
So to do something other than that with those funds, I think would totally go against what we felt that we needed when we went through budget season. Unless some other need has come up, in which case I think Mr. Harding would bring that to us. I feel that we felt strongly that the interventionist position was still necessary at Center. We certainly heard from parents and other town members that they felt that position was needed. It was an important position. Our administration felt the same way. So, what do you have exact figures on that?
Well, what we did is we transferred the $60,000 to pay the legal fee. The position we were looking at was approximately $56,000, because what it was the cost of the, it wasn't the interventionist position, it was would be the cost of a teacher coming into that position.
Correct.
Plus like a master's plus a single insurance.
Okay.
So it was around $57,000 or $58,000 was the cost. So the 60 would cover a new elementary teacher coming into Center School, mm-hmm. is what we would be doing.
Okay.
Do you entertain a motion?
Yes, I would.
Okay. I move to reinstate the intervention position at Center School that was cut during the budget season.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Sean.
Does that include benefits?
The yes. Right, because the first year teacher typically comes out at between 48 or so, and then mm-hmm. they're those people, if they take the insurance, a single insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. It just depends on if they have a master's degree or if there's a step one or something like that.
Can you tell me roughly now, do you know what our numbers for kindergarten are?
There, I asked Phil the other day, and they were still at that, high 30s, 38, okay. But there's also typically in the summer is when we don't, we'll get some, but mm-hmm. but then the question was, because I said, well, what if you don't? And it was class sizes of, 13 or something like that, 12 to 13. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, if we went to two, then you'd have to go almost 20, you'd have to get paras. And so it wasn't any negligible cost difference.
Right.
And we felt it was better to have the small classroom with the teacher than to have a large classroom with a teacher and a para in the kindergarten. So if the numbers go up a little, we're okay.
It's so good.
Because we could go three classes of 14 or 15 as opposed mm-hmm. to 13.
Right. Okay.
So that's where we are at the moment.
Okay.
Did we still have in the budget the two paras to be shared, or did that
no, that,
that,
was, that wasn't.
They were all, unfortunately.
Okay.
But we did look at that in terms of, if you remember, that was never something that the administration had brought forth in terms of sharing, because there was, again, negligible. At the, if you're going to have somebody there, it's a need then, like now.
Yeah. consistency to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are resources. Remember, with the interventionist position you just put back in, there are resources at the building level. So.
Any other discussion? Right, so the motion is to reinstate the interventionist position at Center School. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's a unanimous vote. No abstentions. Mm-hmm. No opposed. Motion passes. Okay. Review. We need to review lunch and breakfast prices.
Yeah, these prices. This turned into quite the ordeal last year.
Yes, it
and
did.
I just wanted to put it out there when we start. I want to avoid that. The lunch prices are currently, the breakfast at both schools is $1.55. HMS is $2.45 for lunch, and center is $2.30. My recommendation would be to leave things as they are. I mean, we've been through this. We did a waiver. You could increase. But...
Do we still have a balance in that account?
We do have the balance, and we're functioning just fine. And one of the things last year that I did check was I checked with other towns, and they weren't going through the same thing that we were. I felt like we were getting a little special attention from the state.
A little bit. I moved that we maintain the current lunch and milk prices.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
There's no equipment needs or anything that they've
received. No, but even when there is, we could absorb that.
It'll still cover it. Okay, good.
Any other discussion?
Was there a second?
Michelle.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So the motion is to leave the breakfast and lunch prices current. I'm sorry, Herb, did you?
We notify the parents what the prices are.
Well, that yes, and what the thing is, we'd notify in the summer. That's why it's important to do now, so that all our publications that we do, the websites and everything, we'll put the prices on, right?
Okay.
Okay. All those in favor of leaving the breakfast, lunch, and milk prices the way they currently are?
Aye.
Aye. No abstentions. No opposed. Unanimous. All right, old business. How's our website looking?
I got to say that, you know, it's kind of nice to hear the interventionist position, the website, and I had just mentioned that the keyboards are in. During the budget season, those were three hot button issues. Mm-hmm. And we said, you know, let us go through with this, and I think that at the end of the year, we'll be all right, and we'll get all these things in place. And without changing the budget that was approved, you know, that we proposed to the Board of Finance, we have now that interventionist position back in. The keyboards are actually at the school. They're not set up yet, but they're there in Jason's room. I talked to him about them just the other day. And the website, we did the training on it yesterday. It looks great. It's not totally finished because some of the things are sort of template boilerplate language that still, like, you know, Mr. Peterson, welcome
there'll
Mr. Peterson.
Over this summer,
you know, welcome Mr. Peterson. Well, that's
not Mr. Peterson.
You know. But all that stuff, what we were going through yesterday is just showing everybody how to, you know, manipulate the webpage, how to use it. We don't have the social media set up yet, but the website is capable of doing the social media, so it would have the Facebook, the Twitter, YouTube on the top. And what's nice is that when we get to that point, the teachers, and that's part of the social media policy, people will communicate with everybody via that, and it will have the same look as the web page. We'll actually have a mobile app for phones, which is really nice, and we've created that. The mobile app will have the exact same look. We choose the buttons. It doesn't matter what device you have, it will automatically conform. So you know how people have had devices mm-hmm. where something's off. Everything will conform to the device. It looks really good. If you want to see a preview.
Is it live? Can we look at it now?
No, because the language on there is not.
Because
all,
it's boiler code, yeah.
It's more. We have all of our pictures up, mm-hmm. and we have all of our quick links are up. You know, all the drop downs are there, and a lot of them are populated with the things that we put that we have on our current website. But there's other things that we need to still make mm-hmm. edits to. But if you want to see what the website, I could tell you the template in a school that is New London Public Schools.
Okay.
if you look at New London Public Schools, that is the template and that's the model. And like, we don't have our calendar on the left-hand side, but if you go to New London Public Schools, you basically will see the functionality of it. And I think when you do, and when you do that, take a look at the social media. And see how it has the same theme, you know, colors, fonts, everything carries over.
Yep.
So if you do, when we get to the point where we do it, we'll post and it will go to all.
Okay.
And it'll be, so we're nice. Really pleased with it. And again, the cost was basically, because we went with School Messenger, not much different than what we were paying for our website before. And we pay for School Messenger. By having School Messenger, they give you a discounted price. So we got more functionality for, you know, a slight increase, I believe, like in the hundreds, not thousands.
Excellent. I can't remember if we talked about it or not. Does School Messenger have the ability to text as opposed to just email?
I think it does have texting, yes. Okay. We have phone, text, and email.
Is it something we thought about in with delays, like weather, snow delays? It is something that Region 19 uses, and it is a nice feature.
It's a lot easier.
It's a lot
check
easier.
That the phone ringing with the
paper. I think that, yeah.
Even if you don't have babies in the household.
But even, you know, it's a simple thing they do, and I know it's on the news, and that's how we use it, but E.O. Smith also sends out that text on those days, so it's as simple as using that to do that, and it doesn't call everybody. You don't need to call your 14 contacts.
Yeah, I will look at that.
With that, but maybe it's something we could use. Since
I believe it does have all the, you know, the ability.
The bigger things we want, you know, email is good, but I think text is really, I think it's the way people communicate now. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I think email is a little bit more archaic communication device for smaller things and more instant things.
If it turns out that our package can't do that, I believe there's a workaround with calling WFSB.
I believe there is too, right.
Because I get with UConn, I get the text from WFSB rather than UConn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there are workarounds.
Multiple ways to do it, I agree.
Something.
We just need to have directions clearly posted on the website for how to get it if they want
to. So just something to think about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And the other thing is,
I have a Twitter, I don't tweet, though.
So I want him to be able to upload
with
the stuff. You know, I want
to have it.
No, there.
So the plan is that we will have a rollout for the beginning of the school year with the new website.
It makes sense because then over the summer, teachers have had the training now. They can develop their pieces and things.
I have Snapchat, but I really just take selfies with it.
It might be something that a board committee might take a look through in the fall just
to see
if there's additional things that we want to add in terms of marketing and telling our story.
The nice part about it is that this is very user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of formatting, you basically have big blocks of space.
Yeah.
But within that space, like when you drag a picture in, it automatically wraps, it formats again. So you have a lot of creativity of what you can do without having to play around too much. It's like using a Word document or something.
Yeah.
So I do think that the board will want to weigh in on.
And I know Mary Beth wanted to really take a look at it.
We have the district site, Boston Center, and we'll have a lot more capabilities. It used to be, even like the policies and curriculum and the way it will function, it'll be much, much better.
The archives from the old site will move over onto this site?
We'll bring everything. And as a matter of fact, I think all that stuff that was populated is already brought over.
Perfect. Great. All right. Thank you very much. Can't wait to see that. All right. So an update on our cooperative agreement with Mansfield Public Schools. And I say our cooperative agreement, it's a discussion.
Yeah, it's a discussion about it's a discussion about a potential cooperative agreement.
Correct.
The meeting is set for next Thursday, the 23rd at 7:30 at the council chambers in Mansfield at the Peck building. There will be an official hosting by Mansfield. It's technically a Mansfield meeting that we're invited to. The representatives from this board, it's open, I mean, to the public, but the representatives from the board, or anybody who feels like they want to be on that, is free to come and participate as a member of the committee. There are some members, like I went to the Board of Finance, and Barry Wallet and Jim Bulick are going to come, but Jim said he'll come to the first meeting, and then he thinks he'll back off and Barry will be the representative. Christina and Kim are both coming to the first meeting. I don't know if both of them will remain. We don't even know if there will be a second meeting at this point. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. But the format of the meeting is going to be, you know, because Sean is here, could I go back to the history and just start
Absolutely.
Over? Does everybody
Absolutely.
Want a refresher?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. The this came about as the Board of Ed's goal from 2 years ago, saying that we would look at sustainability and how to deal with decreasing enrollment at the same time that we have increasing cost and how to contain cost. What are some options? So we started looking at all these options of different ways you can do things. And we'd spend a little time exploring them, and most of them get ruled out. You know, could we consolidate the schools into one school? We had the building, the biggest thing I think was the building inspector came over to our meeting at Hall School, where he talked about the pitfalls that we would run into by starting to renovate Hall School in any way. I have very strong feelings about bringing, I would vehemently argue against bringing the youngest kids over to Hall School, mm-hmm. because I think it's a safety issue. The 32 is right there. I think the building is not conducive to educating kids that are in that K-4, K-3. I just think it's a bad move. And so, unlike these other issues where I say things like, you know, I don't live here, it's up to the community, I would be adamantly opposed to anything that brought the youngest kids over to Hall School. So that kind of was not on the table. Plus, although it's a 100-year-old building and we would have potential problems with asbestos and we would have, you know, all kinds of things that could occur once you start renovating a 100-year-old building. The other option that we had explored was this thing about tuitioning students out to Mansfield, but Mansfield was not interested in that option at the time. They shut it down, and so there was nothing to talk about. Earlier this year, Mansfield, the new superintendent, they have a building project, and they were talking about their enrollment issues, and I mentioned to her that we had already discussed this, and Mansfield wasn't interested, and she said, oh, well, I might be interested. So we started having the discussion again. It brought it to the board a couple months ago, made a formal request to see if we could participate in the discussion with them about it, and they now have a meeting set up for next week. One of the options that we discussed is a new school, which the board had, prior to this Mansfield thing being back on the table, the board was almost universal in moving towards a new school. You know, I mean, not everybody was as enthusiastic when I say universal, but it was sort of something that we should pursue, a new school. Because that way we'd have a new building, we could close two schools, we'd save some money to put towards the cost of a new school. I don't think it would be cost savings. There would probably be a cost to the new school, but we would have energy efficiencies, we could have an ideal situation for our kids. You know, we might attract more kids to the town and families to the town because we'd have a nice school. So all those things were part of it. And that's still on the table, but I think that at the moment we're discussing this thing with Mansfield. What I'm going to do at this meeting, and Mansfield's going to mimic what I do, I have 9 or 10 slides. The first one is posting the board goal. So it's sort of how we got here. The second one is the challenges. You know, we want to maintain good programming for our kids. You know, we have basically our enrollment has been declining, but it's stabilized now. But there's still increasing costs. We have increased mandates. We have now, since we did the slides, we have the state is withdrawing funding. So there's a lot of issues. We have a crumbling foundation issue that's out there. A lot of things that impact revenue. So the slide will show that those are the problems that we have, the challenges. Then I basically get into some slides that a table of the assumptions. I have an assumptions page, which is, you know, that the budget increases every year, that we don't want to cut programs. You know, these are things that we're talking about. But the basic slides I'm going to show with data are that our 10-year projection of enrollment and then a 10-year projection of budget, which is based on our current year's budget of $7,883,000, I think that's the number. Based on that, there's four columns. What would 1% look like?
What would 2% look like, 3%, 4% over 10-year period? And then I show a line graph that charts that data. And then I do it per pupil expenditure, the exact same thing. Start with our current per pupil expenditure and show a table with the numbers 1%, 2%, 3%, 4% over 10 years, a line graph then to demonstrate that. And then end with a single slide that basically says what would be the advantages of doing this sort of a deal. What, you know, what are the potential things that could be positive, that we probably have increased programming, some savings. Not going to get into all the negatives, right, because I think there will be plenty of people,
to talk
about all the negatives. And so I just will present that as, why are we even talking about this? Is because there is a potential to, in a rational way, to say, you know, this is what we've been charged with and that maybe this is a solution. So that being said, I think that it will be very difficult to make it happen because of there's logistical problems with, forget about the emotion about having kids leave the town. That's a given, that that's a big issue. Logistical problems of the distance, because the kids would have to be dispersed, you can't have a Wellington school. So then it makes for maybe too long of a ride for some of the younger kids to go to like Annie Benton. Mm-hmm.
Southeast isn't
so, and then another issue is that one of the big issues that they're trying to do this, that they're interested in doing it, is that Mansfield has a declining enrollment, and they were actually talking about closing one of the elementary schools, and you know, or building a new elementary school and closing the three. And the parents want to keep the neighborhood schools there. Well, if you take all of our kids and put them into their school, it's going to disperse and displace some of the Mansfield students, which you're going to get a lot of opposition on their end for that. I think that's going to be a big issue.
Right. Redistricting them is right. not going to be popular.
You know, we'll be talking about, you know, tuitioning out, but it'll be a redistricting for them, which I think will be huge. I also think that in order to make it happen, they would probably have to reconfigure and take the fifth grade out of the middle school and put it back into the elementary schools. And then, because we would be taking all of our middle school students, mm-hmm. and it would be a true 6, 7, 8 middle school, the fifth grade would have to go down. Another big issue. You know, these are right. not small okay. issues.
But when we started talking about this board goal, we knew that dealing with that the issue of declining enrollment was going to bring not just positives, but some serious right. negatives. But right. to look at the big picture and to give a true assessment of what it is, you have to see all of those sides. So
I think it's essential that we explore every possible avenue.
Right. Right.
So that we know that whatever decisions we make are founded Absolutely. In the full knowledge of right. what the options Which we are have and done what the full costs would be, as well as the benefits.
Right, which is, you know, the first time it was declined to even entertain the conversation by both Mansfield right. and Asher, because there was no incentive to either of them. Now there's an incentive to Mansfield, so the discussion has opened up.
Right.
And people, unfortunately, who weren't privy to our discussions, over the course of the last 2 years, it seems new and it seems immediate, and that's not at all the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you've done a great job with informing people of where the process is now.
Well, as I talk to people, I say, come to the meetings,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not saying, you know, this is a good idea, this is a bad idea. I'm saying, come to the meetings and voice your opinions on it, because that's really what this is about.
Right.
Part of the board goal was to come up with these ideas and then engage the public.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, we're now engaging the public with it right. and seeing what people think about it. And, you know, the at least people, when they make decisions, I feel it'll be based on facts, so that we could say, if you do nothing, there's going to be an increased cost over time. And then when we get into budget seasons,
right. if we do this, say, here are the negatives.
You know, I offered a plan that would potentially save right. money. We don't know that it will, because we don't know what Mansfield's going to offer. But if it was a savings and it was rejected, I could say, we tried to save money there. You know, I think that there's support in the community, as demonstrated by everything that happened, to maybe have an increase. But there's a lot of people that don't want an increase. But at least it'll be a discussion with facts, as opposed to...
It's kind of exploratory.
It is. That's what it is.
It's just too big an exploratory option. Not
to maintain a fairly positive attitude and approach to it, too, because it's really a selling job to sell this to either Mansfield or to...
Right. And I'm not approaching this meeting to sell it.
No.
I don't feel... I don't feel comfortable, nor my place to sell it. I think that my place is to present it and let the people decide what they want to do. I mean, like I said, I would be adamantly opposed because of safety issues for moving the kids thus Route 32.
Right.
That would be different, and I would be adamantly opposed to that. But other than that, I mean, I try to remain objective and just say, look, this is the thing, and this is what it is, and people need to decide how they want to proceed. But, you know, too many times people don't come and don't know what's going on, and then, you know, they come to one meeting during budget season, and they don't have any of the history of what we've been talking about for the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah. So I think that this will engage people in a way. And I mean, it was kind of the Unwillington group and all the movement that, you know, was against the gun range. And we saw things happen that never happened. I mean, they got a $100,000 allocation from the town to, you know, fight that. And people came together with very different groups came together to fight that. And I mean, it was very good community engagement.
Yeah.
And it would be great if we had that same sort of community engagement around the schools. So part of this is I'm hoping that we get that kind of movement where people are saying, wow, you know, they're actually talking about closing down the schools. This is serious, you know.
I definitely don't see us at a point where we're ready to sell anything. We haven't even heard all of the facts.
Right, right.
You know, one of them is what would this board look like? Would this board even exist? You know, is there a seat at the table in Mansfield? Mm-hmm. And the answer, more than likely,
is no.
Right. So those...
Yeah, we've been wrestling this
right.
for how many years now?
Yeah, right. So that's something
that's
else.
Going on
it's
on.
We're just it's still in the very exploratory phase.
To get, you know, the, all these ideas out to the public. Mm-hmm. I mean,
right.
You know, we have, I think that's an issue that we have to address.
Right, this is just an...
We can talk about this forever, but... people in town but,
so I think as far as this one goes, although we're still in the exploratory phase, it's a very large
topic
and it's not one that's going to just be us at the table and no one's going to be interested in hearing the options until it gets to a different phase.
Right.
This is one from the get-go. People hear and they are concerned about it. I think they have every right to be, but it is still, I think the important thing is we're still exploring this option to see what this option looks like.
The other thing that I think it's important to remember when you talk about timeline, we've been talking about it for years or anything like that, is that Mansfield has a window because they're going out to bid in the fall for a feasibility study. They're going to bring a firm in to look at their buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so the opportunity was there to say, well, why don't you include Wellington and see if, you know, what would a plan look like if you had 400 additional students? What would it look like in terms of their building study? And we can't pay for that because, you know, I went to the Board of Finance to ask if we could do a feasibility study here and it would cost money and they didn't want to put the money up. The state is actually interested in this plan because they would love to use it as a model and they might subsidize that study to include us.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to mention regionalization at all?
Well, no, and the reason is we 5 years ago we had a regional study. We spent the whole year studying it, mm-hmm. and because of two issues, we didn't do it. And the two issues that are very different between regionalization and what's being proposed now is when you regionalize, the schools remain, and basically the region then takes over the schools. And what happens with regionalization is two things. One is called equity.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that all the schools in the region have to be equitable. You can't have five world languages in Mansfield and only Spanish in Wellington. You can't have a Suzuki string program in Mansfield and not have one in Wellington because you're a region, you're paying the same. Like when the kids go to E.O. Smith, imagine if they went to E.O. Smith and said, well, if you're from Mansfield, you get to do this, but if you're in Wellington, you get to do only this. And so when you do a region, it's the same principle applies. So what would happen is we would have to increase our programming to match Mansfield's, or they would have to decrease. Now, you know they're not going to decrease. So that adds cost because of the additional positions. But that's not the big one. The biggest thing is you also have unions. And you have teacher unions, non-cert unions, because all the different unions, they would form a big union. They would join together. And the same principle would apply. You would not, believe me, the unions would not go to the lowest salary. They would increase to the, Mansfield has twice as many people, so basically our people would be absorbed into their union and they would get more pay. And when you add the additional pay and the equity issue, it ended up costing Wellington $1.1 million to start a region.
But what I'm thinking is you would take their new school model and we would incorporate into that as partners as opposed to tuition.
Because then it would be a region. I mean, really.
So what you're saying is you'd become a region and make it K-12.
Like Leo Smith.
But you would be closing our schools and make it a region. So the difference would be, in the original model, we weren't closing our schools. Right.
Well, if we tuition in, we're closing our schools, right?
No, but you're saying if we do a regional, now it would be different, because in the original regional study, we did not factor in closing the schools because nobody would want to have their kids go there.
Right.
It was you would do it and keep the kids here.
No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
we do the tuition model.
Combine the two.
We do the tuition model where all of our kids go to Mansfield in whatever new things they build, but we become a partner.
I think what would happen and where you'd get additional cost in that and is in a region, they own the schools. So basically, like when the original model, they would own, the region would own Hall Memorial School and Center School, okay? And so that if you had a roof project, capital project, it wouldn't be that Wellington would fix it. It would be the region.
But see,
but hear me out. So what would happen now, they're still renovating their schools and they're going to renovate and they're doing a building project. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to figure out if the building project should include us or not. What I'm saying is that if you became a region, what I'm proposing is that we're not paying to renovate their schools.
Right.
Paying for
what would happen if it was a region? Not only would they have to relinquish their schools to a region, Mansfield would have to give up. It wouldn't be Mansfield's region, it would be a region. Region 19 is not Mansfield's school. It's a separate entity that Mansfield, Wellington, and Ashford join. So Mansfield would have to give up their schools and we would have to pay for the new project, building projects. And I think that would incur costs that would probably be something that people here don't want to do. They'd say, why don't we fix, if we're going to build new schools in Mansfield, why don't we build new schools here? Which I would say, that's a good idea. You know, that's the problem that with the regionalization.
That's another option that we still have open to us, that we build our own schools.
Which I think is a good one.
Yes, yeah.
Long term.
Yeah, that's my only problem is that we give up all of our schools and everything. And
that's a big problem.
Yeah. Go in there with blind faith.
Absolutely. And I think that's what parents are concerned about.
Right.
But we said we had to look at all of the possibilities to handle declining enrollment, and this was one that the door closed quickly, and now it's open, and to do our due diligence, we have to look at it. And it would come down to the town voting on it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's important that they hear about it. This isn't something that we would just decide as a board and we go one way or the other and would move on. This would go to the town. So no matter what we do, it's going to the town. So we're just doing the fact finding and bring all the information back to them. And it has some good sides. And it has some not so great sides. Mm-hmm. And so we have to take a look at all of it before we could even say, cross it off the table.
When you mentioned that you had proposed that before, you mentioned that it was for only 7th and 8th graders, right? Because that was your original proposal.
Yes, it was only 7th and 8th grade.
Okay.
And even then they said they didn't have the room. And they were really talking about just doing a project at the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But is it all right to kind of break protocol? I'd love to. Sean's never heard any of this, and I'd wonder.
I've actually been following the meeting minutes for several years now.
Oh, okay. So, but I was just curious.
In present to speak, there would be a time.
Is there another time in present to speak?
There is another present.
Okay, good.
It is the very next time.
Good. All right.
It is the very next time.
Oh, perfect. Then.
But, so, great. Well, thank you very
much.
That'll be next week. Okay. All right, so present to speak.
Honestly, the reason I'm here is...
I just need you to identify yourself for the record.
Sorry, Sean Craver, I live on 83 Blair Road. I don't know if you need the address at all.
No, but Sean, what's the last name?
Craver, C-R-A-V-E-R.
Okay, thank you.
And I actually spell my name the same way Gershon does.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what really caught my attention with the whole tuition deal was the distance elementary middle school kids would be traveling. That was the first thing that jumped into my head and the first thing that made me feel like I needed to at least start being more involved.
It's a distance.
Especially I actually did a little research on each one of the middle schools, at least driving time. Each one of the elementary schools, driving time-wise, is further away than EO Smith is.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
That is correct.
Big issue.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we're on to board comments. I'll begin. I have quite a few. So I wanted to thank all of our retiring teachers and Mr. O'Rourke and wish them well in their next endeavors, which I assume will involve some relaxation of some sort. I want to thank Mr. Harding and the rest of our administration on another successful year. It seemed to end on a upbeat note, especially with it ending June 10th, almost unprecedented. At my house, it was a huge hit. So there are quite a few activities at the end of this year for eighth graders, as many of you know. I want to say a big thank you to Mrs. Osteen, who single-handedly handles all of those activities. They are a lot, and we did have a teacher who has had to be out, so she picked up some additional responsibilities, and she does them well. She does them with grace and really all of our students in mind, and so I want to thank her for that. She has big shoes to fill next year, so I'm not sure who's ready to take on that, but she has a fantastic time at graduation. Our music students went to Great East Friday Memorial Day weekend, and they all did fantastic. Mr. Phillips once again started a new group. This time it was a gentleman's chorus. They received a platinum award at Great East. It's unusual to get 16 middle school boys who can sing in tune together, and do it well. And he really brought out the best in these young men. So if you had an opportunity to hear them, great. If you didn't, I encourage you to check out some of their singing. They were fantastic. I personally had one of them. I can't believe he could sing like that. I was impressed. And I was honored to represent this board at eighth grade graduation on Friday night to deliver their eighth grade certificates and see them move on to high school. It's yet another special class to me, as I had an eighth grader. So, but it's always an honor to see them honored for all of their achievements. And we have some really, really bright young students in there, no matter what their levels are, whether their name was mentioned individually on Friday night or not. We have some great kids, and I think they're gonna do okay at E.O. Smith. So thank you for all of the great things happening at school, Mr. Harding. All right, I had a long list. Sean, do you have anything?
Well, I'm so happy I get to follow that. I just thank you to all the retiring teachers and the whole staff. I'm just happy that we seem to end on like a very high note. A lot of good things. I'm excited about our new principal at Hall School. And thank you, Mr. Harding, for all your hard work and your help for us. Well, I'm the only new board member here, but been very helpful. So thank you.
Great, thanks, Sean. Herb?
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric and Sean. You've taken the words right out of my mouth, but you've covered a lot of ground, Brandon. But I think Dave did an excellent job this year, and we had a very good school year. I think we had a minimum of problems, and we're very successful. Staff did a good job. I think the school principal at Center School, although we don't evaluate him, I think he probably did a good job. I know he's been out in the community. He's done a lot of things that I wasn't aware of him doing, and I was quite pleased with that. Also, we finished the year with our programs pretty well intact, and I hope next year we also maintain our curriculum and our programs. After that, I don't know what's going to happen because of the budget, but that's to be seen anyway. So again, we'll thank the retirees for their years of service. And again, reiterate what Erica said during her presentation. Also, I'd like to remind everyone that today is Flag Day.
I saw the flag in your car. I saw that.
Which was celebrated last week at Center School, since we were done so early.
A rarity of that.
A rarity. Sure. Right. Michelle?
So in addition to all of the things that have already been said that I agree with, I would like to especially commend Principal Stevens at Center for his pirate-themed math day. I think that's an example of how learning can be made fun and engaging. And if school looked like that all the time, we would never have an issue with kids dropping out of school or failing, because they would be so excited to be there, every kid at every level. So it just makes me proud to be part of this town, to have people who are that caring about our kids and their learning.
Anne?
I had the opportunity to go to the kindergarten registration process with my granddaughter.
So you saw something special there, too.
It was wonderful. Phil does a great job. He does an excellent job. The kids, I'm not sure what the kids did, but my granddaughter had a ball. They were in the two classrooms doing activities and seeing things like that. But Phil set up a PowerPoint, and as a teacher, I have to say, he told incoming parents everything they could possibly need to know about having their child come to school for the first year. So I was very impressed with that and thanked him for that. I also enjoyed attending graduation and was very impressed with how well the kids did and the teachers, and it's great. It's a wonderful, wonderful evening. And also thank you for Dave and all the teachers and everybody else who makes the schools run so well.
Before you go on, I just wanted to say something about
Absolutely.
That. I have a picture a parent sent to me about that kindergarten orientation and registration. And as Phil was doing the presentation, the PowerPoint, one of the parents had a younger child that started to cry. And Phil just went over and picked up the child and rocked the child and continued with his presentation and kept the infant in his arms for the rest of the presentation, and the child calmed down. So the parent said,
amazing.
That's going above and beyond, you know.
Yeah.
So pretty special stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's great to hear. All right.
It would be great to have some of those pictures from Pirate Day.
Yeah.
I will. I will forward. And you know what? That's why the new webpage is going to have all this. I'll forward a video that was fabulous.
Excellent.
You'll be laughing so hard, though.
With that, I move that we enter executive session at 8:04 and invite Mr. Harding for purposes of superintendent's evaluation. Herb second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous in favor. Mr. Craver, thank you for attending our meeting.